This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. After expressing solidarity against any Russian aggression toward Ukraine, NATO foreign ministers are closing 2 days of talks in Latvia on Wednesday with a focus on the situations in Ukraine and Georgia, as well as Afghanistan. Discussing Russian troop movements near the border with Ukraine, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters Tuesday there is no clarity about exactly what are the Russian intentions. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Russia that any renewed aggression would trigger serious consequences. Following the conclusion of the NATO talks in Riga, Blinken is traveling on to Stockholm, Sweden, to meet with fellow ministers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe and to discuss bilateral ties with Swedish officials. Blinken is expected to use those talks as well to raise the issue of Russian occupation of Ukrainian and Georgian territories, as well as the conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan. On Tuesday in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned his military may be forced to respond to the Western-led expansion of Ukraine's military infrastructure if so-called red lines were crossed by NATO. The Russian leader noted his military had just successfully tested a new sea-based hypersonic missile that would be in service at the beginning of next year. And U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday visited a Minnesota technical college to sell Americans on his recently approved $1 trillion infrastructure bill. The administration says the bill will train millions of Americans for the high-growth jobs.